You are listening to Sunday morning service at Unity of Tustin. Unity of Tustin is a mystical, spiritual community radiating light and love, transforming consciousness. Our mission is healing lives, building dreams, and realizing God.
Good morning. Good morning. And welcome to Unity. You know, today is a very special day, and you know, it seems like I get up here and say that to you every single Sunday morning. And so just to show that I'm not a broken record, I'm going to say a little bit more about it today than I do usually. That it is a day in which we've come together, and as part of our history is to honor those who have had the courage to stand forward and give a gift to all of us that's perhaps the most profound gift that any can give. And so I want to start by honoring that. That here on the up here with me is an American flag that any of you who have had loved ones who have been in the military have seen this before. This is my father's flag. He was a veteran of World War II. He was in the Signal Corps, so he stayed stateside and did his support work there. So he wasn't called upon to give that ultimate sacrifice, as many of our families and friends and loved ones and people we know have. But that flag is here today in honor of all of the men and women, although through most of our history it's been more often men than women who have been on the firing line. And it symbolizes the masculine presence and power of protection. And that's there as a real present part, and it's a part of what's necessary. The red rose that is there is a symbol of the feminine energy. Roses are often connected with the women that we love in our lives and our experience. It's one of the things that we gentlemen like to give our significant others or girlfriends or special women in our lives is a representative, I guess is the word I'm looking for, and if it's not one, we've made one today, of that love energy that we have for them. But what we also need to realize that there's a balance between the two, and that in part is what this symbolizes. The balance of the strength and the power of protection and the love that supports that. And so as we're thinking about this day and we're thinking about members of our family and friends who have perhaps made that sacrifice, have given their lives, and not only those in our families, you know, whether the issue is in defense of America, which this represents, there have been men and women down through the centuries on all sides of every conflict who have stood up and have given their best in honor of what they believe in. And whether we agree with their point of view or not is irrelevant. They had the courage of their convictions to stand forward and be what was needed and give what was needed of them in that time. We look forward to a day when that's not a way we solve issues, that we find a better way. We find a way that is filled with conversation and understanding and openness of heart. We've moved in that direction, but there's more space to travel. So as we open our service today, I'd like you to close your eyes with me. And for a moment, think of all of those men and women across the planet that have felt so deeply and so strongly and were willing to stand up and even give their life for what they believed in. We honor their sacrifice. We honor their commitment to what they believed in. And if that touches your family particularly, or someone that you know closely is in your circle of friends, think about them particularly now. And for those who have gone on, that they're within God's loving care and protected in every way and on a level or a part of a journey that we don't remember from past, and we not sure how it's going to go as we move forward. But still, wherever we are, God is. There is no place in our three-dimensional experience that we live in now that God is not there. And as we go on beyond that into places we have yet to understand, God is there. And so wherever we are, God is. So as we think about these loved ones, we say thank you in our mind and heart for what they were willing to do that we might have what we have today. And if we look at what we have today, whether it's in our family, personal issues or situations, or if it's in a community that we're a part of, that there's issues that have not been resolved, or if it's on our national level or global level, people are needed to be willing to stand for what they believe in. So today is both an honoring of those who had the courage and the willingness to do that, and a call to all of us to be willing to stand boldly for what we know in our heart to be right, what we know in our heart to be true, even if it's uncomfortable, even if we don't have a lot of agreement around us. Stand for what's true. Stand for what's right. Not just for you, but for all of us. Take a nice deep breath and just as you exhale. And the is about releasing any sense of stress and accepting how powerful God is in our midst. Amen. Today I'm wanting to talk to you. The title of my lesson is The Traveler. And it has disappeared. Amazing. Oh, there we are. Thank you. Yes, we'll talk about the cloak of invisibility a little bit later. And I think somehow Tony managed to put that into our process. The poem by James Dillett Freeman is probably one of the most beloved poems that he has written. He's hit it out of the park a couple of times, but this is one of them. And if you've ever attended a memorial service for in a Unity context, this has been a part of it. There was a time when it seemed like I was doing little else, when I wasn't serving in a ministry, doing a little else, but doing memorial services. And I got to the point I sort of knew this by heart. But you know, the words are powerful in almost any context. In this sense that, again, it's aimed toward people who are really connected with the feeling of loss about some person in their life and their experience. Someone who they could easily say, I don't know how I can live without them. And there's songs about that make that point, but yet we have all lost people that are important in our lives. There isn't any one of us that hasn't. And guess what? You survived. You're here. You've moved on. And we go through a time of grief in dealing with that, and that's an important part of the process of doing whatever we need to do to get out of the sense that we are unable, not capable, somehow lacking, or just not able to do what needs to be done, to getting to the point where we can start putting one foot in front of the other and going on. And these words have helped hundreds of people. Perhaps in my speaking of them, in terms of how they've been all over the planet, literally hundreds of thousands. In making that journey from the sense that I am so deep in my grief that I can't take a step forward to the fact that maybe, just maybe I can. And so he puts in this written form both the he and she because it's applicable in either sense. But he's put on invisibility, dear Lord, that I cannot see. But this I know, although the road ascends the sins from my sight. Let's see. I know, although the road ascends and passes from my sight, that there will be no night. You know, as we're facing the process and dealing with the loss of a loved one, whether it's from military, whether it was last week or 20 years ago or longer, that as we touch into that, often there is that kind of hole that we feel, like something deeply is missing. And as we can begin to understand that it's just a matter of invisibility, like in the Harry Potter movies, Harry would put on his cloak of invisibility and be able to zoom around Hogwarts with nobody knowing where he was. It's almost that same kind of sense that as someone leaves the physical body, that there's more and more evidence that it's kind of like that, that they're still here, they're still present in our lives, and they are contactable through prayer and through the kind of internal process of touching into that higher, deeper spiritual sense of who we are. And somehow there's a connection on that level. We don't understand it fully yet, but we're learning more all the time. I know people that tell me about how they talk to their father or brother or somebody that's passed. And I know other people kind of look at them and roll their eyes and say, oh my God. But the reality is that presence is there. And anybody who's gone through that knows they feel that presence there. Oh, they may not put a face on it. They might not look over and say, hi, how are you? It's good to see you today. You know, it isn't that kind of thing. But there is a sense here in your heart that they're still there and they're connected. So as we go through that process of having to let go, not only of people, but sometimes it's a job, or sometimes it's moving to another part of the country to take a job. I know people who have moved around the planet to take jobs here. And, you know, you have to let go of all that stuff. And there's a certain amount of grief about having to do that. And it's through realizing that, you know, what's part of that other life or that other presence isn't really gone. It's just invisible at the moment. Now, I've got family in Ohio, children and grandchildren, great-grandchildren. Can you imagine that? And that they're not here right now. So I can't reach out and touch them and say, hug them. And I've got a great-granddaughter that's coming up on her first birthday, and I'd love to be holding her. You've seen her picture a little bit. I'd love to be holding her. But she's not here. So I can't touch her, but I know she's here. All I have to do is call her name. There's a song, Call My Name and I'll Be There. You've heard it, I'm sure. Mystics will say to you very carefully that be careful about the names that you speak, because you call the energy of that person to you. Now, if it's a loved one, that's great. But if it's an adversary, you might not want to use the name. Again, going back to the Harry Potter. What was his name? Voldemort? Don't say the word. So there is an energy connection that we're beginning to understand. And we think about, oh, it's just a silly movie. Many truths are first brought into our awareness through silly movies. And we're like, oh, well, and then we begin to look at it a little more, and we begin to discover things that we didn't discover before. So it's just a matter of a cloak of invisibility that's been placed on. He goes on to say that you will take him, and it goes speaking about the Creator, you will take him gently by the hand and lead him on along the road of life that never ends, and that he will find that it is not death but dawn. I do not doubt that you are there as here, and you will hold him dear. This stanza of the poem has brought comfort to so many hearts. As they begin to think about, you know, this person that's gone beyond, they can't do anything more to take care of them. There's nothing more that they can do. And as you deal with losses in your life or things that change in your life, and there comes a point where there's nothing more that you can do. And you need to kind of step back and trust that the creative power, the divine presence, the intelligence that put this whole universe together is taking that situation or that person or that issue, whatever it is, and is dealing with it, You've done what you can do, and it's now it's your turn to, time to kind of step back and trust. And it's such a powerful place to get to, because we're talking about moving from that sense that oh, they were here and I could take care of them, I could do all of this for them, and now I can't. And that often flows into the idea, oh, I should have done more. Have any of you ever experienced that? You know, when somebody moves out of your life? Oh, I wish I said that one last thing. Or I wish I hadn't been quite so mean to him the last time I talked to him. You can always do more through the language of prayer. Through the language of going into your heart and letting your heart reach out to the heart of whatever's there. And that's not just people. You can speak to situations. You can speak to unfolding activities. You can speak to it all. We're learning that language. We don't know it yet. We don't know it well yet. But we're learning that it's there, and we're beginning to learn how to speak it. So no one is ever beyond the loving care of God. Now he goes into this next standard. He really goes in a different place. And this is such a powerful place. He says, our life did not begin with birth. It is not of this earth. And this thing that we call death is no more than the opening and the closing of a door. And how many, and in your house, how many rooms must be beyond this one where we rest momently? You know, we've come to think that this is it. You know, this beautiful blue-green planet that we live on is such a garden. Such a beautiful place. We think this is it. We're in paradise. Yeah, and in a sense, we are. Yet, the Creator that put this together, it's not limited. Come on, folks. There's lots and lots of dimensions and expressions of life and rooms, as he spoke about it. Some are visible and tangible in this sense, and some are not. We understand now, most scientists tell us that there are 11, some say 15, dimensions of consciousness. Whoa, I'm having enough trouble navigating this one. But there's all these other places. And so when you go into a deep meditation, where do you go? Maybe to one of these other rooms. And maybe in one of these other rooms, you make connections with other life energy than what you have here. That's another conversation other than for today. But just to understand that there's so many other things that are going on, so many other places that energy moves. And we're coming up on one of those kind of events here in our community. It's exciting. These next two Sundays, you have before you two candidates to be the senior minister. They both are excellent candidates. Some of their information is here. I have not had the privilege of the depth of working with them and knowing their histories and knowing who they are that our search team has. But the great exciting news is starting these next 2 weeks, you are going to have a chance to connect with them. And you have a very important part of that. It is up to you as the members of our community. It's up to you to decide who you feel your heart connects with out of these two. And the main question is, if we bring this person in and become our new senior minister, to take charge of running this amazing place, can I give them the full support of my love? Can I stand behind them? Can I stand up and support them? Can I honor them and trust them? And I don't know the answer to that. I haven't met them. It's up to you to look into them, to touch in with your heart. And as Amy said, be sure if there's people that you know that have been here and for whatever reason are not here as often as they used to be, invite them. Drag them if necessary. So that they can be here, and if it's in their heart to be part of this ministry as it goes forward into this next generation, that they have a chance. They have a chance to put in their two cents. Someone spoke to me between services and wanted to know. I said, I've been here a very short time. I'm kind of a new member. Is it okay for me to participate? And what do you think I said? Oh, no, don't bother. You know, we'll let the folks who've been here a long time take care of this. No. I said, if you care about this place, if it's important to you that Unity of Tustin becomes the true power that it can be to Southern California, show up. Feel into it. Because no matter how grand the candidate may be, no matter what the breadth of their skills are, without you, they have nothing. Without your love and support, they have nothing. Now, I've had the good fortune of being here for a short while, and I felt your love and support. And I know how incredibly important that is to this ministry being what it can be. So it's up to you to make a powerful choice about where this goes forward. Only you can do it. You'll give the information, the Board of Trustees then will evaluate that and shake it all together and pour it down and rattle it out, and they'll come up with, you know, what the information you give them is. And then they'll come back to you and they'll say, well, you know, based on what you've said and what we know, here's who we think is the best. And you'll kind of look at that, and hopefully you'll be in agreement with it. And if not, there's ways to work that out. It's important that you understand that you do not have to settle for less than you deserve. And you deserve the very, 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 very best. You are important people on this planet. You have the ability, through what you know, through the teachings that you've been involved in here over the years, you know how to help change the world. Now, I don't know if you're up for that, but given the right leadership and given your heartfelt support, it'll happen. It'll happen because of your love and your support for the principles of truth that are taught here. This is a big operation. You know, in the time I've been here, I really haven't done justice to it. Now, I've worked hard and I've done the best that I can. There's so many areas as I look around and say, I didn't get a chance to get to that. I didn't get a chance to get that. And this over here I didn't get a chance to get to. Yet I've done the very best that I can. And that's all you can ask of anybody. Yet as this person or person come forward and you look at it, you've got to know in your heart whether you can give to them that total sense of, yes, I'm for you. And I've got your back and I'll support you. It doesn't mean you're going to agree with every decision they make. The dissenting vote in any situation, any group, is important to listen to. So if you have a sense of dissent, make your thoughts known. Don't think, oh, well, you know, I'll let somebody else decide. No. Register your vote. Register your thoughts. Because in my course, in being an administrator of organizations over the years, sometimes it has been the dissenting vote, or the, you know, not necessarily in a vote sense, but somebody come up and say, you know, I don't think that's the right way to do it. Have you considered this? And I think, oh my gosh, no, I hadn't considered that. And yeah, that is a better way. So don't think just because, you know, you're just a member of the congregation, I mean, after all, who are you? Your input is critical to the success of this ministry. So as you make these decisions over these next couple of weeks, it may literally be some of the most important decisions that are made in the flow of this ministry. So please, invite those that you know that care about this place to be here, to participate. This ministry has a destiny that if we all accept it, we can put this thing out of the park. Or it can kind of lumber along, kaboom, 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 kaboom. So the choice is ours. Let's make it wisely. Thank you.
Unity of Tustin is supported through your generous tithes and love offerings. To support Unity of Tustin online, please click the donate button on our homepage. Thank you for listening.